Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is Friday, April 8th, 2022. I have a great show lineup for you. Coming out of the gate, Robert Griswold, readymaderesources.com. Folks, please listen to me. Listen carefully to me. Okay, there's one, you know what the definition of a resource is? It's an action, a strategy, which may be adopted in adverse circumstances, stock, supply, money, materials, staff, other assets that can be drawn upon by a person or organization in order to function effectively. Well, that's ready-made resources. They got everything that you need. Please bookmark that website. Go there, shop, get what you need, especially medical supplies, judging by what happened earlier today. Eric the Tech knifed me. Blood was shed.
Tell them what happened.
No, I just hit my head, and I was carrying a knife and hit my head on a drywall that was, you know what? I don't even know what happened. Okay.
So I was putting up some drywall on a ceiling with my drywall lift. The lift was at about head height, your head height.
Right about, right about here. And I was carrying a knife.
I sent you to get a new blade so I could cut the drywall because my blade was dull. And I'm like, I can't find them anywhere. You changed it, hit your head, and there's blood everywhere.
It looked like somebody slaughtered a pig. So, okay, here's the takeaway from this. We're not at war, at least not here in the studio yet. But here's the thing. You need to have at the ready things that you may not be thinking about. So Bob Griswold is here. Last time he appeared, I'll tell you what, there was a lot of people who said, bring him back. Bring him back. We need his advice. So with that, Robert Griswold, readymaderesources.com. Robert, thank you so much for being here.
You know, Doug, I would rather be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not that it's any pejorative remark against your show, but the times in which we live, nobody wants to face these things. And most Americans right now are not even willing to face up to these things that are coming our way. You know, I just read U.S. Senator Joni Ernst said, the planet better prepare for famine. That's what she said. Tucker Carlson on March 25th said there's not going to be enough food to go around. You know, we know what the globalist design for humanity is, and that's either death or enslavement. They want to reduce the population of the world substantially by billions of people. And to do that, there's nothing better than war, which brings famine, which brings starvation and disease. That's what we see going on. I tell people all the time, if you don't understand the purpose of things, you won't understand what they're trying to accomplish or how to prepare against it. You know, if you just think these are shortages created by, well, you know, we're just living in that time and, you know, it just happens to be our lot in the lifetime that God gave us here. If that's the way you think, in which the majority of Americans probably do think that way, you know, then you will die. No two things about it. You, your family, you're going to see suffering on your family that you don't care to see, but you're going to die. Having a proper understanding of what they're trying to accomplish through all this is an absolute necessity right now, because it's the only way you're going to make proper plans to survive what they have planned for you coming. Because what they have planned for you is a multifaceted, it's like a hydra. You can cut off one head and others are there. But there are things God can instruct you to do. And if you operate under his blessing, as Psalms 91 said, if you hide yourself in the secret place of the Most High, That's the prerequisite. A lot of people love to quote Psalm 91. If you don't know what it is, you can read it. It talks about divine protection from the Almighty. But the prerequisite is you have to hide yourself in his shadow. And part of that hiding yourself is obeying him. And then part of it is probably just storing up some things to be wise about it. You know, the wise see danger from afar and prepare. So just some of the things I like to go into, because the death cult has your number, and I mean by death cult, I mean the globalists, they have your number. They plan on killing millions of people. If you think the war in the Ukraine against Russia is about some kind of noble purpose of protecting the Ukrainian people, then all I have to tell you is, you know, you need to wake up, because if they really wanted to protect people, they'd protect our southern border. That should be the huge red flag, the red herring, that 900-pound elephant or gorilla in the room. The fact that they don't protect our border when we have a army of criminals, thugs, rapists, pedophiles coming across the border, drug dealers coming across the border, and they are encouraging it. They not only just not doing anything about it, they're encouraging this mass migration of the most wicked people that live on the planet today coming across the border. So that dispels the whole noble myth of trying to protect the Ukraine's borders. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with wealth, just like allowing all these evil people across the border. I'm sure our politicians and those in bed with them get fabulously wealthy in this world with what's coming. So we have to understand why it is happening. And if we understand why it is happening, why there's going to be food shortages. I was listening to Steve Quayle and the Science Guy, and they were talking about World War III coming. Well, I think we're already in World War III. I mean, we're supplying weapons that are killing Russians. We've destroyed the Russian economy. We think we're destroying the Russian economy. I'm not so sure about that. I think Putin might have a rabbit up his sleeve about that. But we are functionally at war right now with Russia. We are functionally at war right now with Iran. And then we're going to be functionally at war with China once they invade Taiwan. I don't know if we'll do anything about it. I know the dementia, the first lady is supposed to head over to Taiwan, which the Chinese are protesting about. So we see the conflict globally happening. And do you think any of these leaders will be in the target zone when the bombs start falling? They won't. Their children won't be there. These people will send your children off to die for their causes, their money, their place, you know, as far as their amount of wealth that they get to maintain from it. Because right now we see a lot of people that like anti-oil people that are investing in oil companies. They're making lots of money off war, and that's the way it happens. So, you know, I just want to go over some things I think people should be doing today, and probably the lateness of the hour, and then we can go from there. You know, there was an article in Conservative Playlist of 10 hobbies, and I wouldn't call them hobbies. I would say 10 skills that you should be taking up, and the lateness of the hour of those, because, you know, I've been doing ready-made resources since 1995, and I have never seen supply chain shortages like this. It's everybody is out of everything. Everybody is saying there's a part, two parts, we're trying to get in to be able to complete it, because the supply chain is so complex, one part can stop the whole thing. If you can't get blue ink for your label, you can't send out the product because you can't put a label on it. If you can't get, you know, a screw or a bolt, you can't send out the whole product because it's not there. So let's just review these 10 things that the Conservative Playlist says that you should be having right now. And we pretty much deal with all this stuff. So I'm giving it to you from my perspective as the owner of Ready Made Resources, of what it's taking to keep our business supplied so that we can send things out. Okay, first thing they recommend is gardening. Well, we're all reading about this incredible fertilizer shortage that's coming. You know, this is something why we've been recommending people prepare for years, because the fertilizer shortage that's coming is going to reduce the amount of productivity of the plants you grow. This, here at my homestead, we do a lot of compost gardening, and that's something people should be learning how to do right now. Anything that can rot pretty much goes in our compost bins. It turns it into, you know, rich dirt. So you're going to see a shortage in fertilizer. There's so many videos out right now, Doug, on this that are saying that, you know, we can't grow corn, we can't do this, the wheat fields aren't going to be grown because we don't have fertilizer. We have to put fertilizer down twice a year. It's gone up 50%. We can't afford to do it. Mass starvation's coming. You see this coming. I mean, this is no longer conjecture. This is no longer the stuff that Steve Quayle's been warning us about. It's here at our door. And the other thing is, we are constantly trying to find non-heirloom organic seeds because they are going out of stock. People are buying them up. And so you with gardening, first of all, there's skills to do it. It's just not putting, you know, I forgot who said it. One of the liberal Democrats said, how hard can farming be? All you do is put a seed in the ground and pick the product of it. Well, that's ridiculous. I've been a gardener now for most of my life, and I still learn things about gardening. Pest control, how to do companion gardening. That's where you plant You know, carrots love tomatoes. I always plant my carrots with my tomatoes because it keeps the tomato worms away. How did all that kind of thing? There's a great book, Carrots Love Tomatoes, by the way. But so we see one of the skills that they're recommending is becoming harder and harder to do because you have to learn. Yeah. And you have to have things to you know, fertilizer and seeds. They're becoming rarer. Second thing, canning. You know, Wisconsin aluminum, which makes the best pressure cookers in the world, they're cast aluminum. At one time, they're still out months and months and months. They were 83,000 pressure cookers behind. 83,000, not 8,300, not 830, 83,000. That's a lot of aluminum, a lot of people waiting in line so they can, you know, can their food. What good is it if you have cows, if, you know, if you have whatever you have, your broccoli, your carrots, whatever you're growing, if you can't preserve it? Now, so you need a canner to preserve it. You need mason jars. You know, all those things have to come in, plus the skills to learn how to do it, which you can still go to YouTube University and learn how to do pressure cooking. But it is still a skill that you need to learn how to do. But the equipment to can is becoming very scarce. People are waiting 6 months to get a canner. 6 months. I know we order them 6 months in advance. Okay, the next thing they recommend, dehydrating and freeze drying. Right now, the Harvest Right freeze dryer are 4 months out. That if you order one today from Harvest Right, which is a big freeze make that you can freeze dry your own food, 4 months out. Okay, Mountain House Food, I go to their dealer portal, nothing in the cans, absolutely nothing. And it's been that way for weeks, nothing. Other food supply companies right now where they're freeze drying, they can't get product, they can't get the labor to come and want to work. And then if you want to dehydrate, I mean, there are supplemental ways to dehydrate. I tell everybody has a dehydrator. It's your car. You know, you can put stuff in your car during the summer and it will dehydrate it. So that's a backup dehydrator that does work. But if you want a conventional dehydrator right now, they're becoming harder and harder to get parts, supplies. It's coming from China, all around the world. And so the ability to not only garden and get your food and preserve it, canners and dehydrators and freeze dryers, all are becoming more and more difficult to get. Okay, beekeeping. I'm a beekeeper. You know, because of colony collapse disorder, the demand on bee suppliers is getting more and more. I lost 2 hives last year, which I very seldom ever do, to colony collapse disorder. I don't use any chemical poisons, fertilizers on my property, but I still lost 2 hives. And I know this is an epidemic across the world of bees, which make 40% of the food we eat is made by bees. Their pollination. If they don't pollinate, you don't eat. So we see this colony collapse disorder. We know it's caused by agricultural poisons and toxins, neurotoxins that are happening. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things they recommend. 5 problems with starting to do that now. Okay. Hunting. Again, do you think you're going to be the only guy in the woods hunting? I mean, there's not an endless supply. That supply of animals will be quickly diminished with people out in the woods hunting. And do you think you'll be safe out in the woods hunting? When people are hungry, I mean, Senator Johnny Earth says famine's coming, people will be hungry. If you've never had the misfortune of seeing what hunger looks like, and I have seen hunger firsthand, you don't know what people will do, how desperate they get. They get incredibly desperate. They'll do anything. I've brought the book up many times, The Savage Continent, which was post-Italy and Germany, World War II, for about 3 years after the war. People were selling their wives, selling their children, all for food. It happens. People get hungry and they'll do anything. But on top of that, how many people, you go kill a deer, what are you going to do with it? Do they know how to skin it? Do they know how to prep it? And once they have all that meat and the refrigerator doesn't work, what are they going to do? Do they know how to salt the meat and preserve it with beef jerky? So I hear that all the time, Doug. You know, we're just going to go out and hunt in the woods and save ourselves. And excuse me for laughing. It's so ridiculous. Have you ever hunted before? No, I don't, but I'll just go out. I'm going to go out there and become Grizzly Adams, you know? And then after I do it, you're going to see people with cows, horses, chickens. You're going to have to really watch those animals because it happens in Florida. I know, I just know some of the big farms down there, they have already people that go out there and they'll butcher a cow, kill a cow, cut its leg off, leave the rest to rot and just carry off what they can carry off. We're going to see that happen. So if you think it's going to be bad now with people poaching animals, Wait till you see when people get hungry and they go out in the woods and they see you've just bagged a nice deer or turkey or pig or whatever. And what do you think they're going to do? Well, I know what they're going to do. Fishing and trapping, that's a good source, but it doesn't, fishing does not provide high caloric food. Fish is basically a very, very lean meat. You can't live on it. Neither, like they call it rabbit starvation. you can eat all the rabbit you want. And basically you're going to starve to death because there's no fat or carbohydrates in it. So the rabbit starvation comes in many different forms. But so you're sitting out there for hours while you're getting hungry to catch a fish that doesn't have any calories in it. And it's good for the heart. Yeah, you know, you have a good, strong heart with fish oil, but you're not going to have any calories. And just look up rabbit starvation. You'll figure it out. Firearms practice. This is number seven. Firearms practice. Right now, we see the ammo cost going through the roof. I can go to my two major firearm suppliers, RSR Group and Bill Hicks. Those are two major wholesale supplier of firearms. And I can't find any ammunition or firearms. I know Palmetto State Armory has some AR-15s available, and I would recommend going there. And if you don't have a box-fed magazine weapon, I would get it. Your daddy's shotgun is not going to cut it under what's coming, because you're going to have looting. We're already being warned. Our politicians are warning us of food riots. Nothing topples a government more. Nothing presents more of a threat to a government than hungry people. Marie Antoinette, you know, let them eat cake. Well, that's what Nancy Pelosi was doing when she was sitting in front of her Sub-Zero refrigerator. Let them eat. No, they can't eat it. I get to eat the gourmet ice cream. Yeah, you get bug food. You know, and that's what they're all this moving to. Dr. Mercola reported the other day, by 2024, they want to abolish all meat, and they're going to do it by making it prohibitively expensive. They're going to do it by putting carbon taxes on your animals, you know, your cow farts and whatever. They're going to make it prohibitively expensive. I know Steve Quayle had an article on his thing today, hamburger at $30 a pound. Well, Doug, people cannot afford that. It will become such a luxury, and they're going to replace it with syntho meat. You know, you can still pick up some freeze-dried meat, which lasts 25 years. Yoder's, Mwirlings makes canned meat right now that's still available. It's going to go up. I can tell you, both those companies have had big price increases because the cost of meat is going up. And I suspect over the next year, it's going to probably double, quadruple. We don't know, but it's going to go up a lot. So, I mean, you know, if you can get that kind of meat protein now, it is absolutely worth getting it. And I don't have any joy, like I said at the beginning of the program. You know, I think I'd rather would be out in the woods hunting or fishing. You know, I enjoy those things. I'd rather be in my radio room talking to people around the world. But this is a dire warning to people. All of these things I'm mentioning right now are getting harder and harder to obtain. The supply chains are breaking down, and it's being done deliberately. They have you squarely in their crosshairs. You are their target. And so the way to mitigate this is to get things now that you can get. Learn the skills if it's not too late to learn. But, I mean, again, firearms, ammunition, and firearms are getting harder and harder to get. Plus, you're going to probably see more and more restrictive laws that, you know, Joe Biden's going to probably try to enact by edict, which is going to further exacerbate the relationship between the people of the United States and the government of the United States. They want this civil war. They want the war. And nothing equals death more than war and inflation and shortages. And that's what they're pushing. We can see it happening right now. You know, the last 2 years, the government said, we're in charge. We can tell you what you can do, where you can go, and how you can do it. And now they're going to create shortages so that you become dependent on them. And then they're going to create war and disease, which they've already created the disease, war and disease, so that they eliminate billions of people. Well, if you want to be eliminated, that's fine. You know, I have a wife. I have children, I have grandchildren, and now I even have a great grandchild. And you know, if you want to have that loser mentality, well, I just want to die, I would say that is not a godly thought at all. God wants you to preserve. He wants to bless you and bless your prosperity on the earth. You know, I want to prepare and work so that I can protect my posterity and that I can work to protect my community. You know, those of us that have some skills and have some knowledge, we can train and equip a lot of other people. You know, the mission of the Green Beret is basically to do that. They're not basically direct action elements, although they do become direct action elements. They go in and train people. Well, if we take the time right now to train ourselves in gardening and communication and medical, Then we can actually use that to benefit our community, which is you're going to need the community to survive. I hate to sound like Hillary Clinton, but you're going to need a community to survive. You're not going to sit up in your bunker somewhere and survive what's coming. This is going to take using the elements of your community, the law enforcement, churches, civic organizations, and coordinating all these people so that you can protect your community. Because if you don't, you're going to have a warlord in about 2 weeks. As soon as people figure out that law enforcement can't do what they want to do, that the breakdown of the supply chain has broke down into your community, there's going to become somebody who starts to gather people around them, and they're going to use brute force and sexual favor and drug favor to basically take over your community. And you know, it's going to take a community to stop those people. So, you know, firearms, practicing. Another good one he did mention that you can still do is archery. It takes time to learn how to do it, but you can shoot silently in the woods. Nothing draws, you know, hungry people more than what the sound of a gunshot. They're going to come running to it. But if you learn archery, this is a very good suggestion they made. If you do archery, you're going to be able to shoot silently and kill silently, an animal that you can eat. And, you know, and depending on where you live, you know, our woods are filled with deer, turkey, and pigs. Sometimes other things, but, you know, bear, whatever, but hungry people will do whatever. And the last thing that I want to mention is my wife is a third Dan black belt. I always tease her because she's also a naturopathic doctor. So I tease her by saying that she can kill you or cure you. And she basically can. Just basic self-defense skills, because as we become more and more desperate, we're seeing the explosion of violent criminals and violence against regular people. I just watched a video, Doug, I don't know if you saw it. These young teenage girls pushed down and broke, they were laughing at it. They broke the hip of the 76-year-old woman as they were beating on her and stole her purse.
Yep, I saw that. You know,
yeah, you saw it. I mean, and this is not a restricted to just one or two items. We're seeing just dozens of these hideous crimes where people are laughing while they're injuring other people. You know, it reminds me of Hillary. I mean, she does that. You know, we came, we saw, we killed him, and it did that demonic cackle. The demons that infest her are infesting other people now. Well, they're actually mocking the hurting of other people. They're doing it for pleasure and pain. They're getting pleasure from the pain of other people while they rob them. So learning a self-defense skill right now, I think, is absolutely critical. You don't have to become Bruce Lee to learn to do certain things. You know, when I used to train people, I would always say, learn basic five maneuvers, always use hard against soft. So I don't want to punch somebody because I'm going to hurt my hand. You know, I always jack them in the jaw, you know, elbow to the face, knee strike, hard against soft. You know, it's a good way that you're not going to hurt yourself, especially if you're not trained in martial arts. You know, something you do is just a thing, hard against soft, you know, hard tissue against hard, soft tissue. And on top of that, I just want to add a few things. You know, radio communication is going to be critical. You know, I was playing with my little X6100 the other day. This is available from Ham Radio Outlets. You do need a ham radio license to transmit on it, but I can listen, which gives me a lot of intel. I can gain a lot of intel by listening with this thing. And I can communicate. I have a plan to communicate, maybe have a few of these so that if the police radio channels go down, we can still communicate with the police and organize, you know, people to, you know, protect our community. Ham radio is an amazing device. You know, when you see one of these major earthquakes somewhere in a remote third world country, it's ham radio that signals back and forth who survived, who hasn't, what's happened, because a lot of times the cell phone towers have gone down. Ham radio is going to work. I mean, I can put all I need in this. This thing has a little internal battery. I need a little wire antenna and a microphone. That's all I need. And I can talk to anybody on the planet with it. So it's a skill that you want to learn. You want to have tactical radio. That means local radio. And you want to be able to have intel that you can gain across the planet. I can listen to anybody, you know, as a radio. I can listen out of South America. I can listen to Ukraine. What's going on over there? I can listen, you know, anybody that has a HF transceiver, I can listen to them talk and gain intel of what's happening around the world. And it's amazing when you listen to the news broadcasts of other nations, how it's either really, really wrong or we're really, really wrong, because two different stories are being painted about the same event. And I kind of think that, you know, it's probably both are really, really wrong. You know, it's like Ukraine and Russia. Both people aren't any good. Putin is a thug. He's murdered a lot of people in his life. And Zelensky's done the same thing. I mean, he did not become a billionaire by being a comedian. There's a reason why he became a billionaire. He did not. He's not staying in power because he's allowing fair elections. He's outlawed all of the political parties. He's nationalized the news. So if you want to have intel of what's going on, especially local intel, you want to you want to have radio where you can gain information. Information is key. It is the key to survival. Without the radio, I'm going to make a bold statement, you will not survive. Ask anybody who's ever depended on communications. You will not survive without being able to network with your friends and listen to what's going on. Listening being the critical element, talking the less critical element, so that you can gain intel. And then the last thing we mentioned, you know, as we see war approach, I think I heard just the intel that Europe is spending about $500 billion right now on medical supplies for the coming war, because we know it's coming. World War III is coming. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't look in the future. But with what's going on with the Biden handling Iran right now, Saudi and Israel are making no secret about it. They're going to attack and they're going to take out their ability to make a nuclear weapon. Then you end up with a Middle Eastern war. And then we know China has designs on basically the whole Pacific Basin, specifically Taiwan. And when that happens, then you have an Asian-based war, an Asian, you know, Pacific-based war. And so then you could easily face a three-front war. And at that time, medical supplies are going to be almost unobtainium because the governments of the world would be scarfing them up. Do you remember what happened, Doug, when COVID first broke out, how difficult it was to get a mask, how difficult it was to get hand sanitizer? It was impossible. 100%. Now, imagine Band-Aid. Imagine, you know, I know somebody who runs a medical clinic. They take draw blood. You know, they can't get, I was talking to them the other day. They're in critical shortage of things. This is a big, big medical clinic. They can't get stuff now. And I was listening to her going, you know, I'm playing coy. I'm not going to tell her what, you know, what I'm thinking, but I'm just playing coy. I call it interrogation by conversation. You know, I never presume the answer. So I don't say you're in short supply. No, I always say, well, how's things going? How are your patients? Whatever. You have any problem getting supplies? I read about this critical shortage of stuff. How's your supply? And you know, her reply was, we are fighting to get anything we can get right now. That's right now. Okay. That was yesterday. I was talking to this person. And so if we think masks were hard to get, if we think alcohol hand sanitizer was hard to get, ammonium chloride was hard to get, which I recommend everybody get, you can get it on Amazon. Ammonium chloride is an extremely good antiseptic for killing, you know, hemorrhagic diseases, avian, all that, just in case one really does break out, that's going to be vicious. And I think they will release it on the world between what's going on in Wuhan and what's going on in you know, Ukraine. I think they're even worried that something is going to break out of Ukraine. I know something's going on in China right now. China's locking down their whole population, trying to stop it. It does seem like a repeat of the beginnings of the preamble to the COVID thing. And if war breaks out, where you're having soldiers needing bandages, transfusions, chest seals, decompression needles, combat bandages, we have that at ready-made resources, limited supplies of it. But once something happens, I'm not going to sell any of it. I'm going to keep it for my community. Sure. I'm just saying. And so as we've looked at these things, you know, I just tell you that as a supplier of these things and a person who works the supply chain all the time to try to get them from grain mills to medical supplies to solar to night vision to radios, it's all going away. Food going away, which means it's going to mean inflation that you're not going to even believe once. You know, what are you going to pay for your? Oh, you will give me an ounce of gold for a loaf of bread. You will. And there'll be people out there exploiting you that way. And there'll be a lot less moral things than that going on, exploiting people for food. So, you know, God is gracious. God's good. He's warning humanity. Humanity and our great sin is rebelled against God in every way we can rebel against him. All of God's institutions of marriage, of community, you know, to love your neighbor, all these things that he's told us to do, we now are doing just the opposite. I watched this gentleman in before the city council of Plano, Texas, you know, kind of yellow hair and weird thing, rainbow suspenders. He was literally going into a demonic fit, yelling and crying before the city council members about, we can't get puberty blockers for children. We can't get gender reassignment. I'm just thinking, no, what he's saying is I can't get children to commit foul acts on. That's what the bottom line of that is. And so we see this world falling apart, but God gives a plan. If we're willing to follow that plan, the Lord God is gracious. Jesus warned us of the signs as we approach the end of this human age. Famine would come, great earthquakes. And we see, if you look at the great earthquakes that have occurred in the last century, a dramatic increase of them, you know, the racial hatred, ethnos against ethnos, war, even now we're being threatened by this Apophis meteor. We see everything coming into play right now that tell us we are in a danger zone. And God is saying, get ready for it. Morally prepare, surround yourself by good people, and then physically prepare, because the days that are coming are going to test men's souls, as they say.
A man whose autobiography I'd love to write, a man who's been in the thick of things and has made it out, a man who knows that of what he speaks, and also a man who has a repository of goods, ready-made resources, readymaderesources.com. Folks, please do me a favor. Prepare yourself for what is coming, what is already here. Go to ready-made resources. I don't get paid for saying this, but I'll tell you what, that's a one-stop shop for everything that you need, or at least, you know, to prepare yourself. So please, folks, take heed. Perhaps the most important 30 minutes of radio you just heard, 10 things that you really need to do today or to have today. And Bob, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing this information with people who are hungry for just that. And I appreciate everything you do, my friend.
Thank you. I pray for you, Doug, that God blesses you and protects you and your family.
And folks, let's make sure we lift up Bob Griswold in prayer as well for a number of reasons, but let's do that. Okay. And let's stick together as Christians and as people who follow the biblical principles of obedience. And I thank you, Bob, for appearing today with me.
My pleasure, Doug. Thank you.
Folks, that was Robert Griswold, readymaderesources.com. I'm not going to tell you again. You really need to go there. You know what I did? Early this morning, I'm there. I've got a cart full of things because I know I need certain things. And by the way, when I had that little, whatever it was, concussion followed by a slip on a razor blade. Ow. It was that medical bag from Ready Made Resources that I reached in and was able to stop the bleeding. And well, Eric did. So appreciate that, my friend. All right. Wow. Are you concerned about what's coming? Are you concerned about what's here? And you know, I want to say one thing too. We talk about doing things like this for our children, for our grandchildren, but what about doing things to honor those who came before us to give us the lifestyle that we enjoy today? I think that's a very important thing. All right. Not yet? Okay. All right. One thing, folks, I want to mention this. I want to thank everyone. My granddaughter Maya, in the last several days, has gone from the ICU to a regular room, and within 24 hours home, going to be home. And we almost lost her a few times. The doctors said, you know, it's a miracle that her recovery curve is a miracle. And our response to that was, it's because of prayer. Believe me, more than one doctor heard that. It's because of prayers from you people. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This little girl is the sweetest little girl in the world. One of the sweetest, okay? But I've got to tell you this. I don't think there's any permanent damage from the infection she had. And how sweet. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. All good news on this end. I am so relieved my wife is, and our family is, and of course her parents are as well. And you know what? I've gotten so many requests. And I'm serious about this. I'm not soliciting this. I'm answering people. If you want to send her a note, just send it to Maya, M-Y-A. That's her nickname. Her name is Amelia. And her last name is not the same as mine, but for privacy reasons, we'll just put Maya, care of Hagman Investigative Services, at my P.O. box, and I'll make sure she gets it. In fact, my wife or I will deliver any note that you want to send. She loves opening mail. She really does. I don't know why, but she does. When she comes over to the office, that's what she's 3 and a half. She wants to open mail. I don't know. So, but thank you for your prayers, and I appreciate that. Next thing, Wisconsin Christian News. I've got to tell you this. I've got a great column coming, exclusive to Wisconsin Christian News. You remember 9 years ago? And let me know when Austin's on, so I don't keep him waiting. Okay. I wrote a column 9 years ago in 2013 about how they are going to kill the dollar. Okay. When I say they, I'm talking about the globalists, and Obama was part of this. And isn't it interesting? We see now Obama returning to the world stage by way of the Oval Office, by way of Joe Biden's, he walks into the room and Joe Biden walks in circles. But the fact of the matter is they want to accomplish the death of the dollar, the murdering of the dollar. It's not a passive activity. It's a homicide of our economic system. Like Bob Griswold said, the economic system here, we are going to be in trouble in a very short period of time. And when he said, too, about trading an ounce of gold for a loaf of bread, don't think that won't happen. Don't think that exploitation won't happen, because it will. Look, right now, in my view, the time for talking amongst ourselves and the time that's past. The time now is the time for action. Because when you've got, and this is kind of a good segue into Austin Brower from healthmasters.com, when you've got Disney, of all places, Disney, now we know, and you know, the problems associated with Disney, the grooming, the alleged, okay, because I don't need to pay attorneys. Okay, the alleged grooming, the alleged pedophilia, the alleged alluring children. But when you've got Disney on attack against the biblical family, time's up. I'm just saying, time is up. Folks, this makes my head hurt, really hurt. When you got Djibouti Brown Jackson, or whatever her name is, Kenya, whatever it is, the first name, I don't know. I think of Jackson Brown in my head. What, yours? Djibouti. It's an inside joke. No disrespect. Yeah, there is. But when you have her nominated to the Supreme Court, she's going to be left of Stalin. Okay, in terms of her, this was a political appointment. This had nothing to do with justice, the Supreme Court, the institution. This is to hijack the Supreme Court. This is to hijack whatever might be left of justice. And this, of course, was done by the one party, by the uniparty. Folks, it's going to get even worse than you can imagine. Healthmasters.com, if you haven't done so already, you need to stock up. You know, look, what are you, just selling stuff on this show? No, I don't sell anything. But I'll tell you what, I encourage you to make sure that, number one, you are healthy. By the way, Eric, the tech's father, is was just diagnosed with the COOF, okay? Tested positive for the COOF. And one call to Health Masters, and he's got right now a, what do you call it, Eric the Tech?
It's just a protocol.
He's got a protocol, right. And he's going to be just fine, all right? But here's the thing. Don't wait until you possibly can't get it. Don't wait until it's too late. Go to healthmasters.com, just like Ray Made Resources.
Also,
yeah,
my dad already had all the Health Masters products in his body, so.
There you go. Now,
so he's already primed, and he actually said he's already feeling better. So,
see, and you know, people say, well, you got to get the jab because that you won't end up in the hospital or ICU. It's just the jab will protect you from getting sick. And you know what? What a load of crap that is.
You'll just have a million other issues.
Yeah, exactly. There was a study just came out of the UK. And I haven't authenticated the study, but I'm looking at this. The efficacy, let me rephrase that. What this mutagenic jab does is it degrades the immune system, according to this study now, to the point where you might only be operating at 33%. Your immune system only be operating at 33-35% subsequent to the jab and the boosters, right? So that opens you up, your body up. That takes away your God-given immunity, opens your body up to all sorts of different things. So what you need to do is stay away from the jab, but make sure you do, like Eric the Tech's dad. Good guy, by the way. I tell you what a tremendous guy he is, and what a tremendous guy Eric is, but you need to build your immunity up by making sure you have the products from Health Masters. And why Health Masters? Why not Walmart? Why not CVS? Why not Rite Aid or whatever pharmacy? Because these are the best products on the planet. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. With that, Austin Brower, hopefully you're ready. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing blessed as always. Back on the show, running around wild down here in Florida. We actually had some good weather today, which is nice. And it's interesting you brought that up with Eric. Yeah, he called me up yesterday, and I told him, you know, the basic protocol. And the good thing is he'd already told me the same thing. His dad was running the supplements, which I really encourage people to do the best you can, even if it's a lower dosage, to maintain those nutrients in your system. Because what happens is, and I've seen this happen a lot, is somebody will get unbelievably sick, whether it be COVID, flu, whatnot. They call me up halfway through being sick when the virus is replicated in their body. And they go, well, what should I take? Can you ship me stuff? And I said, dude, absolutely. It's in the mail right now, next day air. You'll have it tomorrow morning. The problem with that is it is going to help out significantly. It is going to help the immune system kind of strengthen it. But once the virus starts replicating that far into it, you're 2, 3, 4 days into being really, really sick, it's very difficult for the immune system to catch up. It's kind of like being in a sprint race, and the runner that you're competing against, calling the virus, he takes off. Well, normally, if your immune system's really strong and you have all those nutrients in there, you're going to start at the same time as the virus. And if you're stronger than the virus, you're going to pull forward and outrun the virus very quickly. Well, when you don't take anything and you don't maintain your body and you don't have really good health and you take and you basically get exposed to the virus, it's like letting the other guy start off and giving him a 15-second push. And you're sitting there and your body's going, okay, kind of need to go after him, kind of need to do something. Well, by the time you let loose 15 seconds later, it's very, very difficult to catch up to him. Your body has to exert a tremendous amount of energy to try to overtake that virus at that point. And in some cases, as we've seen with people that are very sick with numerous comorbidities, they can't catch up to the other runner, so to speak, the other virus. And it overtakes their body, or they stay really sick, or they have a hard time recovering, or it takes them weeks to get over it, and all the above. And so it's really important that you maintain overall health. That's why I've also been encouraging people, make sure you're trying to eat clean food right now. I can't reiterate that anymore. Whether you're going out to eat, try to eat a healthier meal. If you're going out to the store, opt for the cleaner food, you know, the organic stuff and the non-GMO. People go, well, Austin, it's so much more expensive. Well, if you look at it right and you try to basically get deals on stuff and you time it right, it's not that much more money, especially when you consider the fact of what it's going to save you of time and energy of being down and missing work when you're sick all the time or having health problems or constantly in the doctor. I saw an article the other day now. It was over here, and I pulled it off, and it was talking in detail here about how so many foods now are testing more and more and more positive for glyphosate or Roundup. And they're saying even some organic foods are slightly testing positive for Roundup. And I've had people say, well, it doesn't matter that if everything's contaminated, I'm just going to eat whatever I want to eat. Well, that's probably the dumbest outlook you could possibly have on it. If you're saying that you're going to get exposed to a small, light drop of rat poison in organic food due to glyphosate being in it in a small ppm dosage, or you're going to eat the same food that's been completely sprayed down its entire crop season with glyphosate, and it's going to have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 times more glyphosate in it. No, it's much better to still eat clean, considering the fact that we've seen a lot of the glyphosate damage and health problems are dose dependent. This is the research study they did. We have it on our website at Health Masters when they fed the rats and they fed the pigs pure Roundup resistant ready Monsanto corn. And within a few months, the rats had grown massive tumors. Within a few months, the pigs, when they dissected them, they basically autopsied them, their entire digestive tracts were completely mush. Just done. This is why you're starting to see a massive uptick in issues like basically Crohn's disease and leaky gut syndrome, so to speak. The glyphosate is starting to rot people's guts. And of course, they're telling everybody, oh, it's just happening. There's no odd reason to it. Oh, it's very clear why it's happening. The research shows those are direct side effects from glyphosate exposure. So when people are eating McDonald's and Taco Bell and every single nasty thing under the sun, and they eat it over and over and over every single day, the body can't expel and remove the toxins fast enough. So it overloads the liver. When it starts to overload the liver, the body and the rest of the intestines try to keep up with the toxicity. And of course, glyphosate is so toxic to every living element, it rots the gut. This is why I tell people, if you're eating out or you're doing something and you're going to eat junk food occasionally, okay, you can get away with it on a rare occasion and make sure you're taking like the GHI cleanse to really detox the liver and the kidneys and reduce inflammation. The GHI cleanse is one of the best ways to do that, to rid the body of toxins and also reduce inflammation in the gut. I said, but if you're doing it every single day, it's like you're just plugging up a septic tank and expecting it to come undone. It's not going to fix itself. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And so that's one of the main reasons why we finally opted for the fully certified organic food buckets. Are there going to be some type of contaminants in them? Probably if you third-party ask them, yeah. Any type of food you get on the market, even certified organic, is going to have something in it. But I can tell you right now, it is much better quality than going out and buying some of this stored food that's full of high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated oil. I mean, I saw one a while back ago. They had sucralose in a survival food. Sucralose is a chlorocarbon, also under the name of Splenda. It's one of the most toxic sweeteners known to man. It was originally used as a pesticide. They take a chlorine, or they take a sugar molecule, and they take basically the atoms off of it and add chlorine atoms to the sugar molecule. Well, the problem with that, out in normal standings, it's stable. But just so happens, when it mixes with hydrochloric acid, which is in your stomach, those chlorine atoms break off, and it releases free chlorine atoms into your digestive tract, in turn also rotting your system and killing all gut microbes and basically gut flora and probiotics, everything. It's done. It just grenades it. Everybody knows chlorine is one of the most toxic substances. I mean, that's why they banned chlorine gas in conventional warfare, because it was so horrific what it did to people when they breathed it in. Think about putting that into your colon and into your digestive tract and what it's doing. So that's why it's very, very important right now. As things continue to progress and people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker, it is our responsibility to come in now and do the best we can, not only to lead by example, stay strong, stay healthy, stay fit, but also to promote to other people about eating a cleaner lifestyle and having a cleaner diet. I understand people are going to eat junk food sometimes. I mean, I had some Häagen-Dazs the other day. It was delicious. I haven't had it in a while. And I ate it. I was like, man, now I know why people like this all the time. But that was it. You know, I'm not going to sit there and eat it for breakfast and eat it for lunch and eat it for dinner, then eat it as a late night snack. I'm not going to do that. So again, I encourage people right now, where a lot of stuff's happening, continue to keep your immune system strong. They're going to keep trying to release stuff on us. And you brought that article out of the UK. They're very clear evidence. And there's not just that research. There's other research I brought up now on our show. They're showing now this shot directly targets and downregulates the immune system. It doesn't do anything in preventing you from getting COVID. The whole aspect of preventing you from getting COVID is based solely on the PCR lie. The vast majority of people that test positive on the PCR test that don't have any severe symptoms don't have COVID. They simply have some type of viral particle that they've basically been exposed to, and the PCR test amplifies it enough. It doesn't differentiate between the flu or COVID or really any significant viral infection. It's not designed to. It's designed to pick up on anything. That's why they could come up with the narrative of, oh, he's an asymptomatic super spreader. No, he's not an asymptomatic super spreader. He's got a really good immune system. He got exposed to a small viral load, and he probably had some nutrients in his body, and his immune system was able to get a jump start on the other sprinter, i.e. the virus. So it's not, he's not running around spreading this to everybody. That was the dumbest thing they possibly could have ever come up with, but it worked. And it worked as the fear narrative to make everybody scared of one another who wasn't wearing a mask or wasn't 6 feet away. I mean, I'm not going to let this go, what they did to everybody 2 years ago. I'm not going to drop it. I'm going to continue to keep doing everything I can to expose these people for what they did and also expose what they're still trying to do and try to wake other people up and encourage them to do the same. Because the only thing that evil men need to be able to triumph is for good men to do nothing. That's a quote. I forgot who said it. I remember I saw it the other day in an article, and it's very true. If you're basically just allowing things to happen and bad things to continue to go on your watch while you watch them and you don't say anything about it, that's all the people need that are evil. These banker boys, these cabalists, that's all they need. That's why I've been so very, very diametrically opposed against Disney for years, ever before it was cool to be against Disney. Now it's like this hot topic button that's, you know, trending on Twitter, which I'm proud of. I'm glad everybody's doing it. You know, last show, last week, I went off on a lot of the stuff with them because they are going after the kids. There have been numerous employees every single year that get arrested with pedophilia and child trafficking and soliciting minors, every single year. Now, I'm not saying Disney was directly involved in those individuals' behavior, but there are direct criminal reports and police reports and arrest reports of employees actively working at Disney that were arrested for child exploitation, period. This has happened year after year after year after year. So you got to ask yourself the million-dollar question. Is this just something that's stemming down to just the employees? Well, as we saw with the executives the other day, I'm not saying that they're involved in this, but what I am saying is they are very blatantly and open honest about their agenda, their not-so-secret gay agenda, to quote them about what they're trying to put in these films. And you got to think about it. Disney isn't targeting 34-year-old adult men, being me or you, Doug. They're not targeting us for advertisement. Their direct target are young children. So if their direct target is young children, why in the world are they trying to basically promote all this transgenderism and perversion? And it is for one specific reason. They want to subvert the culture, because if you can confuse a young child and tell them that the laws of nature do not exist, you can make them believe anything after that if they have no basic core principles of nature. Everything after that is just mush. It's fodder. It's nothing. It's pixie dust. It doesn't exist. You can teach them to believe anything if you can make them believe that actual Y chromosome does not mean what it means, and you can simply be a, you know, Pinocchio, or you can be a deer, or a walrus, or whatever you want to be, whenever you want to be it, and reality doesn't exist. You have an individual that can be manipulated so easily later on in the future. That's why it's so important. Everybody has to continue to protect their children right now at all costs. And I mean at all costs, my friends, even if it's inconvenient, even if it means dropping your Disney passes, even if it means not supporting certain companies that are convenient for you, it is a small price to pay for the protection of your children, Doug. What do you think?
You know, as you were talking, it reminded me, I saw a video that, I don't know whether they were rogue employees, rogue productionists, or what their positions were. But if you look at some things like some of the films that Disney made, you will see clear symbology, phallic symbols built into like a castle. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so as one example, and there were plenty of examples that were that were shown. And again, I don't know if it was just post-production rogue person doing it, but that's what our children are being shown subliminal. I suppose there's a level of subliminal programming there, or an attempt to program. But the overtness now, the way they are so overt saying, you know what, our demographic is the preschool, kindergarten, young generation. And the to have the head of Disney come out and say, yeah, you know, we need to actively go after these people. This group of children is absolutely disgusting. It disgusts me. And as far as I'm concerned, everyone listening should boycott Disney. Yeah, I stop feeding the beast. So it's the term groomer triggers a lot of people. I want to use that term groomer all of the time to the people who adhere to this kind of mindset. So you're 100% right. And coming from a man, by the way, folks, whose mugshot is up at all the security offices at Disney in Florida. True story. But anyway, yeah. So yes, but this, again, we are in the fight of our lives today, right? I mean, we're getting hit from all sides. Yeah. That's just one of the attacks on the culture. They want our children, and they want us dead. Go ahead.
No, exactly right. They want everybody in the medical industrial complex as sick as possible, and at the same time, they want the children to be able to groom them into pedophilia and be involved in the sick culture. And then once they're done with them, they throw them back into the cage of basically the medical industrial complex so they can be sick and unhealthy and dead. And that's what they do. These people are predators. These individuals that are involved in this, they're predators. That's really what they are. And that's why I have no sympathy for them. I have no empathy for anything they're involved in. If you got an individual that's truly having a mental crisis and a breakdown about who they are and identity disorder, that's understandable. They need to get mental help and they need support and they need a structure to say, hey, listen, we're going to help you get through this and help you work out of this botched fantasy that you're in with this gender dysphoria. I really do mean they need help, and I would be completely there to support them. But taking grown men and just walking around and saying it doesn't matter what anything is in nature, you have to accept the fact that I'm now a woman and I get to talk to your children about how I'm a woman behind your back without you present, because that's totally the cool thing to do now, right? You're supposed to be okay with that. And it's a resounding HE double sticks no. Get away from me. I'm not going to support or normalize this. The problem that we have had now in the United States is that we have slowly let the line creep. You know, in a battle or a movement, you have a terminology called holding the line. You have a specific line that you have to hold at all costs. Even if you die, you hold that line as best you possibly can. Well, the problem is we've let that line creep and we've retreated and gone back all under the guise of basically, you know, being tolerant or inclusion, or allowing everybody to basically go along with it. And again, I'm always a proponent of free speech and I'm a proponent of free will. If somebody wants to go do something in the privacy of their own home and be involved in something weird, I really don't care. It's not my problem. Just like what I do in my house is nobody else's business. It's not my business. Don't care. It doesn't affect me one bit. But when all of a sudden you go out into society and there's certain societal norms and certain types of ethics and behavior that are in society in order to maintain it as a biblical society and a Christian society, and you come out and say, laws of nature don't apply to me. I get to groom your children and teach them that I want to be a good little pedophile. They need to be my good little children. No. That's the line when all this stuff started to occur. And the problem is now we're so far into this and so many people, even Christians and pastors, have compromised that they're just kind of like, well, we don't want to offend anybody. Don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable. What about my feelings? Is nobody worried about that? You know, and I mean that as a sarcastic standpoint, but it's ironic how it's always rules for thee and not for me. They want to tell everybody else what they have to accept, what they have to do, what they have to go along with, what they have to support. And then all of a sudden we say, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't like that. I don't like this one bit. I'm not going to go along with this. This is diametrically opposed to my beliefs. Like, oh, you neo-Nazi, racist, bigot, homophobe. We're canceling you. We're not going to let you do anything anymore because you expressed your opinion. well, wasn't that what you were just doing, except you were trying to force your opinion onto me? I'm so sick of this double-sided narrative, and that's why I've been so boisterous and diametrically opposed over the last couple of years. I've been on so many different radio shows, even in person, even in school districts, even in county commissioner meetings, city commissioner meetings, and I've talked about a various array of different topics, including this, because it reaches a point in time where good men have to say something. They have to stand up, and that's why I've been encouraging people as well. Make sure as this continues to go along, you don't lose sight of the big picture. A lot of people get focused on one specific thing. You got to look at everything they're doing right here. It's like that. I watched that movie again last night with Dustin Hoffman, Wag the Dog. Crazy film. I definitely encourage people to watch if you haven't seen it, to understand the level of theater that is involved in politics. And it's a very interesting movie to watch, especially if you're awake and you start seeing insanely copied parallels in that film. That film was done like back in the 90s. And insane parallels in that film that you still see currently today and with almost every single administration. And there are all these discussions now. I'm reading all these alternative media, even mainstream media is talking about now how basically there's a food crisis, how everything's going to start going up, how beef is going to go up to $30 a pound now, yada, yada, yada. And everything I keep telling people, I say, listen, the writing's on the wall with this stuff. If you're in the markets and you're watching what's going on, you understand that there's a buffer, very short period of time right now. When you start having fuel go up at this price and food go up at this price, buying backup food, buying stored food buckets, buying backup beans and rice, canned food, it's literally nothing but just straight money in the bank that's going to grow like interest. Because I'm telling you right now, the prices continue to go up on everything. I've eaten so many price increases over the last 6 months. It's insane. My margins keep getting thinner. And I tell people, I'm like, listen, I said, my stuff's going to start going up soon. And you know, everybody that knows me and that hangs around me knows I'm extremely picky about what I carry and what I put in my body. That's why I'm so picky about our supplements, so picky about the assay and the third-party testing, because I want everything to be the highest quality possible. Because you know why? I give it to my kids. And I'm super, super, super strict as far as what I put in my body and what I put in their body. Now, I'm not somebody that's going to be like, oh, you can never have ice cream or a cheeseburger. But you darn well believe I'm not going to be exposing them to those kind of toxins like Red 40 and sucralose and stuff like that. And it's ironic. Somebody asked me the other day, their kid was sick. And they said, oh, my kid's got another double ear infection. They're on antibiotics. I asked myself, I mean, how many times have I had ear infections? Oh, it's still like fifth or sixth ear infection. I'm like, are they had their vaccines? No. Oh, yeah, they've got all their shots. I'm like, oh, why'd you do that? Well, the pediatrician told me how to get the shots. I said, did you ever notice a correlation here? Almost every time they get their shots, the doctor tells you to get, they get sick as a dog afterwards. They're like, you know, I kind of started to notice that. I said, do you think maybe there's a correlation between pumping your child full of 4, 5, 6, 7 different inoculations that have aluminum and mercury and aborted fetal tissue and formaldehyde and polysorbate 80, and the list goes on. You ever think that maybe putting that in their little bodies is having a negative effect? They go, well, I didn't know all that was in vaccines. I said, the more you know, bud, do some research. Here, and I sent him some links. He's like, well, this is interesting. He goes, well, do your kids get ear infections? I said, you know how many times my daughter's had an ear infection? Zero. Not one single time.
Yeah.
I said, you know how many times your son's had an ear infection? One time. And basically, we were able to work on that with grapeseed oil, putting his ears in a heating pad, and walked out of it, you know, after a couple of days. I said, I'm not saying that they're never going to get sick, because they got a dog on a stomach bug last week. It was a nightmare. But that was because of the jiu-jitsu class. Somebody brought their kid to class that we basically started throwing up. That was just fantastic. Then it started cycling on everybody I knew. I'm like, if anybody can give me an idea on how to get stomach bugs away from kids, I would be more than happy to build any supplement that would work for that, because that's a nightmare dealing with kids throwing up everywhere all night. But again, that's part of it. But
oh, been general, there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You
have. Yeah. And you know, but what, look, people are still going to get sick. All right. We're not going to eradicate sickness or illness, the bugs and stuff, but you don't need to get jabbed for stuff that, for conditions that you have natural, you can gain natural immunity from, which again, Health Masters, folks, I can't push this enough. If you don't have it in your pantry as well as your bug out bag or your prep area, you need Health Masters. And I stay with the Health Masters line because I haven't found anything better. And I'm serious. It's not that I haven't looked. I mean, I'm not looking for something better, but I do listen to people who come to me And there are plenty of people who come to me and say, hey, what about this? What about that? Side-by-side comparison? There is no comparison. Healthmasters.com, best on the planet. That's what I take, my family takes. And I'll tell you what, it works. So go ahead, sir.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen a few other products that have on the market that have kind of copied some of our formulas or have similar ingredients. And, you know, that's fine too. But again, you know, I do this show, Health Masters supports the show, and we do everything I can to produce the highest quality products. And somebody asked me the other day, one of the girls I know that's basically in a nursing school, friends with Lana, she's done a tanning salon, and she was having issues with anxiety in class and basically focusing. And I said, hey, you know what? I said, I got an open can here, a demo can of the magnesium brain food. And I said, try it out. Take two scoops, you know, a couple days. Call me in the morning. Let me know what you think about it. And she texts me up like 2 days later. She goes, dude, what the heck's in this stuff? I said, well, it's magnesium threonate. I said, it's, you know, it's pretty much the gold standard of magnesium. It's like the top, top shelf. And she goes, dude, she goes, I've had no anxiety or any panic issues at all. She goes, I'm able to focus. And she goes, I used to take Adderall when I was younger. And she goes, it messed me up. That's why I got off of it. She goes, this stuff is great. She goes, I need another can. And I told her, I said, yeah, I know. I said, it's awesome. I said, swing by, you know, I'll hook you up. And the thing about it is it helps out with cognitive function. It helps out with anxiety. It's been even shown to help out with PTSD. It's helped out with tinnitus. It's also been in different research studies showing that it helps out with Alzheimer's. These are all documented research about magnesium threonate. And it's magnesium, T-H-R-E-O-N-A-T-E. And one thing about it is when we first started finding out about this stuff about 10 years ago, it was very difficult to find. And the one we have is actually one of the patented minerals from Magtean that makes the company, because it's the highest quality one globally. I mean, they own the patent on it. Good for them. They charge an arm and a leg for it. Good for them. Don't care. It works. When you have a high quality product that you see so much positivity from, at some point price, well, I mean, I don't say price isn't an option, but high quality products are generally never cheap. Nobody ever goes to the Ferrari dealership and goes, you know what? I need you to price match my Honda Civic right now. I need to do an even trade on a swap out. The answer is they're not the same category. You're trying to compare Walmart vitamins to basically top shelf Health Masters vitamins. Not that necessarily that one may not work a little bit, but it's not going to give you the same response that you're looking for with a top shelf product. And that's the thing. I'm not picking on anybody with Honda Civics or anything. I used to have one when I was younger. I'm just using that as an analogy. And so they're actually really, really good, reliable cars. I probably should have picked something like, you know, old cheap car that they got rid of, like the, what was it, the Saturns, those things. They got rid of them after they start breaking down all the time. But the magnesium brain food is product of the week right now. And so everybody, it was funny, I let it go up for vote on Health Masters, and it won by like three times higher than every other vote on the products. Because every time people get it, that's probably one of the only products that I have almost a zero return on, because I'd never get returns on it. Nobody ever complains about it. Either I have a very low return policy regardless, because my products are so high as far as high quality. But occasionally there's something maybe somebody doesn't like, they don't like the way it tastes. Okay, whatever. You know, we got a 90-day money-back guarantee. We'll take care of everybody on it. But the magnesium brain food, people can't get enough of it. Neither can I. I mean, I take it every single day. My kids take it every single day. And that's another thing that I've been working on, and kind of my own independent testing, is kids that I know of, friends that I have, they're having problems with ADHD symptoms. Yep. I don't like the disorder, because I don't think a lot of these kids have a disorder. I think these kids have a hyperactive imagination, and they're very energetic, and a lot of them are healthy, and they have a hard time focusing on stuff. That's not a disorder, guys. Understand that with these kids. It, a lot of times, can be a problem with their diet and overactive attitude because of too much sugar. So change their diet first. Cut out the dyes, cut out the sugar, cut out the refined carbohydrates, get them on low glycemic meals, get them on high quality foods, cut out all the processed sugar and food coloring. And then what I have found is the ultimate multiple chewables with the cod liver oil, the children's DHA, and the magnesium brain food. You change their diet, you add those three products into their systems, I can guarantee you 100% you're going to see at least a small, minor, minimum, minor increase of positivity and their overall functioning and focus. Now, in most cases that I have tried this with, now I've done it in about 6 or 7 families, I've gotten pretty much a 100% success rate in at least boosting some level of cognitive, you know, application, and less, you know, rabbit trailing and hyperactivity. In most of the cases I've seen, it's made a huge difference. So again, there's usually a natural
Okay, okay. Stuff. Let me interrupt you here. You've heard of that long COVID brain fog from COVID, right? Okay, so I have a friend who, honest to goodness, suffered from this brain fog from being infected with this SARS-CoV-2. Taking that magnesium brain food, and this is proved by CAT scans in the brain. The first CAT scan showed some, I'll just call it white spots, okay? And the radiologist and doctor said, hey, you know what? We see this with SARS-CoV-2 infections. Magnesium brain food, 2 months, another CAT scan, down by, I don't know, 75, 80%. Look, so whatever is in that magnesium brain food, if you're suffering from mental, if you need mental clarity or brain fog, whatever, magnesium brain food is the product to get. And thank you for making that product of the week. Take advantage of that, folks, while you still can.
One of the reasons why, Doug, one of the reasons why it works so good is because it's pretty much the only magnesium they have found that can actually penetrate through the blood-brain barrier. So it actually gets in the brain. Interestingly enough, there's a research study back in 2010. We see here, researchers were working to improve learning memory in rats. So they started increasing their magnesium thionate level through the use of magnesium L-thionate. The researchers discovered that the aged rats could enhance various learning forms and memory retention with high doses of magnesium thionate. So this stuff is like gold to the brain. The brain just eats it up. It just uses it almost like fuel. And so that's why I encourage people all the time, continue to maintain your health. Don't always take the first option as the medical pharmaceutical route. I beg people not to do that. Now, I've had people where they've tried natural options and natural supplements and protocols, and it doesn't work the way they wanted it to. And guess what? The doctor and the pharmaceutical companies are still there very gladly to put you on the roll and start adding drugs into your system. But in most cases, a lot of those people that have basically, you know, dropped off and go to the medical industrial complex, they didn't want to stick with anything, you know. But the one thing that's cool about the magnesium is that it's actually something you can tell a difference just within a few days. Certain products, you know, you take it, you're like, okay, well, I hope it's working. Like Excellent C, you know, the vitamin C, it helps your immune system strong, but you're not going to get this like bright blue-eyed idea of like, oh man, I feel so good after I took two capsules. It's not like that. Now, the attention factor, you and I, Doug, you both know, I love that product. I got to be careful that sometimes I just take too much of it and then I can't sleep at night.
I love that stuff, man. I seriously, I'm able to write with that. So
yeah. No, it really does. It helps your creative learning. It helps without your creative expansion as far as when you're writing, when you're doing notes, when you're doing journals. And it's really good if you're doing interviews or you're doing some type of presentations. You need to be really, really sharp. I actually haven't taken any today. I was trying to give my body a little bit of rest. It's really good product, but I've noticed if you use it at really high doses for extended periods of time, you kind of get tired, almost like fatigued when you don't take it. So I try to take a break every couple days and take a day off, and then it really hit you hard again, because I like it to really have that punch in the face, so to speak. When you really need to get focused on something, you can hit it and you know it's going to work every single time. And I've got a buddy that works for Publix Warehouse, and he's one of the managers there, and he loves it. So he said, dude, when they're running numbers and they're checking pallets and they're basically doing inventory, he said he's just on top of everything all the time. People are always like, dude, how'd you do all that math in your head so fast? He's like, well, you know, I'm taking attention factor, you know, it does exactly what it says. And works incredibly well. So again, it's so important that we continue to stay prepared and look at what's going on. Also, too, in other news, speaking of overall health, I saw this article, and I remember we talked about this, Doug, a couple months ago, that this whole COVID thing you talked about, the COVID, is not over with COVID. They're now saying that the U.S. Appeals Court has now stated that the Biden authority to mandate federal employees get the shot has now been overturned. They're now saying the U.S. support clears the COVID vaccine mandate for federal employees again, ruling on April 7th. Under the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978, the procedure for federal workers facing adverse actions may appeal to an entity called the Merit System Protection Board. And it goes on to say here that employees who disagree can appeal to the Federal Appeals Court. And so what they're saying is now is that there was no alleged way they can tell the federal government that they're not allowed to mandate a shot when it comes to overall public health. And what's crazy about this, Doug, this is literally in the midst of everybody realizing COVID's turned into a complete and total sham now. It's essentially an aggressive flu if you get it. If you have a healthy immune system and you're strong, you push right through it, just like anything else. And we know now the shot is completely and totally toxic sludge. It shouldn't be injected into anything. It shouldn't be in animal studies. The stuff's so toxic with the RNA gene therapy. Yet, now they're going back and saying that federal employees are going to have to get this shot right in the middle of this with the Pfizer documentation, clinical trials that the FDA released showing that over 1,200 people died during the clinical trials. This shows you how brazen they are and how desperate they are to keep the COVID narrative going at all costs, because they have to keep people getting sick and injected with this crap. And also, they got to make sure they take care of their buddy, you know, Pfizer. Pfizer's got to get, you know, some more money. And, you know, I'm with the big guy, you know, Joe Biden. He's got to get his cut on this too, because this has been one of the largest cash cow pharmaceutical reapings we've ever seen in history with this whole Pfizer COVID shot narrative, Doug.
Yeah. You know, and I'm very concerned as well. And now we, of course, any appeals to the Supreme Court, I suspect, are going to be where applicable are going to end up in the trash bin, given the fact that Djibouti was just elected or whatever her name is. But the fact is, too, we have a situation right now where I believe, and you said this earlier, I believe that there's something else on the horizon. I've got three confirmation, now four, from medical doctors who are saying that there are facilities testing for hemorrhagic fever. Now, why would they do that? Can you think of any other any reason why a medical facility would be testing for hemorrhagic fever when that hasn't even been brought up yet? I mean, I don't know what's going on. They don't either. But there's something taking place right now or about to take place. And I think we're going to see something released that's going to be much worse. And I do suspect as well, and you mentioned this too, the bioweapons lab, notice I didn't say biolabs, but bioweapons labs in Ukraine, which, by the way, if you remember back in, I think it was 09, it might have been a little earlier than that, Obama as a junior senator on the Lugar Commission going out to check for Russian nukes and other weapons of mass destruction, And all of a sudden, we see this resurgence of Obama again. Look, I think something bad is coming. I think something bad's on the horizon. Have you heard anything about hemorrhagic fever? And do you think it's possible that it could be something like that released in order to say, hey, you want to, because there is a I don't want to say a cure, but a treatment for that. If you want that, you're going to have to take the toxic jab for COVID. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's something on the horizon. I've heard some rumors of hemorrhagic fever. I have not been able to confirm any of it. As far as you know, and well as I do, Doug, they're going to try to come up with another vaccine for something else. This whole vaccine narrative has been way too profitable. It's been way too effective at killing off a huge portion of the population. On top of that, it's making insane amount of money, all at the expense of the taxpayer. Remember, we got footed the bill with this whole thing with Pfizer. We paid for all the vaccines and each taxpayer debt. Nobody seems to get they're free and they're safe and effective. They're not free, they're not safe, and they're not effective. You lied about everything. And I definitely think there's something on the horizon, because remember, they've been testing and playing around with Ebola in Africa for years now. This has been something that Bill Gates has been super intrigued with this whole thing with hemorrhagic fever and Ebola. There's very high likelihood that they're going to be working on some other concoction. We've already seen that from Fort Detrick to Ukraine to Wuhan. These guys are not shy about working and coming up and cooking up all kinds of crazy concoctions to try to release. And the problem with it is they've seen now that COVID's lost its pizzazz. Everybody's sick of it. We're over it. We're done with it. Nobody's buying into it. The thing about it was, though, I don't know how transferable or how easy they're going to be able to get Ebola or hemorrhagic fever to spread like they did with the mutated flu, otherwise known as COVID, because of the way that usually Ebola or hemorrhagic fever, you have to get exposed to bodily fluids in most cases, from my knowledge on that.
Right.
Now, can they mutate it? And can they add some type of COVID or, you know, some type of hemorrhagic fever and Ebola to it? Absolutely. They could probably try to mutate anything. They're digging up the black plague and bubonic plague and trying to figure out, well, what happens if terrorists get the black plague and release it? We need a vaccine for it. Last time I checked, terrorists aren't planning on trying to dig up the black plague and take it to a class 3 or class 4, you know, containment site and come up with a virus to spread it out. This whole concept of what they keep saying is pure theater. It's designed for them to come up with the perfect cocktail to get people even sicker. And again, the COVID narrative's done. People realize that you can fight it off very easily, even though not one time now, not one time has anybody talked in the government about natural health, natural immunity, vitamin C intravenously, ivermectin, C, zinc, quercetin, none of it. They've actually said the opposite. You're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to bring it up. It's forbidden. It's forbidden. It's fake news. We'll censor you. We'll shut down your YouTube site. We'll take your medical license. That right there, what I always tell everybody, find out who you can't criticize or find out what they don't want you to talk about, and you will find out exactly what they're trying to do to you or who runs you, so to speak. And that's exactly what you see here. When they don't want you talking about a certain topic, that's what you have to talk about. When they don't want you criticizing a certain person, that's what they want you talking about. And I'm with you on it. I find it very odd that Obama has been surfacing very aggressively now over the last couple months, now coming in for this Affordable Health Care Act speech. And he goes up there and completely makes Biden look like an even bigger bumbling buffoon than he is. But Biden's walking around the stage, I lost my balloon. Where's my hand? Don't talk to me. I'm like, this is embarrassing. And then Obama even slips when he's talking. He goes, and Vice President Biden. And it starts laughing about it.
Yeah,
and
it was a joke. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a joke. I'm like, dude, Obama's been steeped in it. I personally think from the very beginning, he was a CIA plant. You look at his entire background and history, nothing adds up with him. He's like the most clandestine president we've ever had in recorded history. Nobody can ever find anything about him. Oh, he got a SEAL's birth certificate. Why? What are you trying to hide about the birth certificate? Oh, we're going to release it from Hawaii. That's a bogus birth certificate. What is this? Oh, well, now you can't look at it anymore. Like, okay. When does that ever happen with a president? It's never. If you become president, you're an open book. Your whole life's an open book. And so this whole thing that they've done with him, I personally think Obama the communist is directly involved with a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes in the theater. And it was very clear the other day when he came in and did that speech, who's actually involved in stuff and who's just the bumbling clown with the big nose and the wig on walking around on stage as a distraction. And obviously that's Biden.
Exactly. I want to get your take. I don't know, Eric the Tech, if you have, I sent you earlier today. What's going on in Peru? Do you have that handy? I want to get your take because here's what I've been seeing, and I want to ask you about this. And by the way, folks, Ted and Austin Brower have a weekday show. Okay, you've got to go to healthmasters.com, click on the upper right there, and you can see the link to the show. You've got, I mean, it's you only have so many hours in a day to listen to things, right? Make this part of your listening program. I'm telling you, the information there is incredible. They do a fantastic job. It's one of my favorite show prep places to go. It really is. But okay, number one, we have, I mean, we're speeding toward this dystopian situation. History shows food shortages, for example, are more destabilizing, most destabilizing to any country. We're seeing that taking place right now. Biden sanctions are making it worse. Fertilizer, seeds, everything, shortages. Americans no longer, and this is something that really concerns me. I don't know how many people know this, but Americans no longer own some U.S. farmland being used to produce our food. China, they own 200,000 acres of U.S. farmland valued at $2 billion in this country. What in the heck is going on there? So, And they're buying up our energy as well, okay, in addition to that. But if you have that, it's like 14-second clip, then you can just, no sound, just, you don't have it? All right. If you have you seen the riot? It doesn't matter. It's just showing riots over food in Peru. You get the picture. I don't think you need the video. Have you seen that? And what do you make of that coming here to the United States?
I have seen some of the videos from it. I've seen the same ones that we saw also in Venezuela. excuse me. It's not abnormal in any country when you start having food shortages. You got to remember the massive food short, so to speak, has been going on for years. They're blaming everything on Russia and Ukraine. And of course, Ukraine puts out a tremendous amount of wheat. So is Russia, which is all stopped now. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. This has been going on for years now, all with the weather warfares, flooding the middle Midwest, you know, with massive rain out of nowhere, massive tornadoes. This weather warfare has been going on since Vietnam. You can look it up. Air Force has admitted to it. Yes, I think that's what their main next goal is. You know, if you look at it, every couple of years or every year, there's always a big fear that they try to put out there to keep everybody scared, because a scared populace is a very easily controlled populace. If you can keep people focused on being terrified, not necessarily of this happening to them, but the concept of it, like COVID, a lot of people weren't actually scared of a virus. People were scared of what was going to happen if they somehow got exposed to the virus, even though once people found out when they got it, it wasn't as big of a deal. You feel like crap. You get over it. You tough up. You put your boots on. You go back and do your thing. But this concept, if you can make people have a completely and totally irrational state of fear over something that in most cases could be prevented or supported or basically avoided in some cases, then you can make them follow anything. And the food is going to be the next thing. They're slowly giving everybody clues for years now that there's going to be significant food shortages, if not massive inflation on the food. What's going to start to happen is, and this is just typical economics with supply and demand, with a lot of these foods, luxury foods, I say luxury foods, this is a sad part of the United States now, like higher-end ground beef for, you know, high-end cheeseburgers or bison or organic chicken and basically free-range chicken, free-range eggs, stuff that's more higher-end on the spectrum. What's going to happen is as people start to buy these up in droves and people start to buy them off the shelves very quickly at supermarkets, supermarkets are naturally going to increase the price of them because they realize they're already running out of inventory. They can't keep up with enough inventory to keep up with demand. So they're going to keep raising the price until they basically hit a price ceiling where they're not running out of it every single day. That's the first thing we're going to start seeing. You're going to start seeing a dozen of eggs hit $10 pretty soon. That's coming next. You're going to see ground beef start hitting $10 for high-end ground beef. These things are going to start to occur in order to keep them in supply. But then when people start realizing there's not more coming in or it's very delayed, people are going to start paying those prices and then the food's just going to disappear. You're not going to see it on the shelf. That's when people are going to start having realizations, which people are having little snippets of it right now. My grandma grew up in Germany. She went through World War II and she went through the Weimar Republic. And, you know, I had talked to her when I was younger in short terms about what was going on because her and Ted would talk about it sometimes. A lot of times they talk about it in German, and I couldn't understand all of it, but I understood small portions of it because I used to speak some German back then. I don't anymore because I just let that fall off, which I shouldn't have. But she said that it was very, very disturbing because people would go in and they would go and take their grand piano and sell it so they could get a couple bags of potatoes. I heard you making the comment earlier about, you know, basically a 1 ounce Gold Eagle for a loaf of bread. If you got gold, if you got silver, and you have no food at all, you don't care what that silver and gold's valued at if your child's hungry. You're going to spend it to get food for them. That's why I encourage people, have both. Have backup supply of food and have backup supply of some silver and guns and ammo and so forth. You got to have the trifecta. It's food, that's water, and that's also main security supplies and currency. You got to have all of them because if not, you run short on it. And so, yes, I personally think that's what you're going to start seeing in major cities. You're going to see runs just like we saw in toilet paper. You're going to see runs where people go in and they just buy huge swaths of food to stuff in their freezer and hoard it. Then people are going to go to the store and go, oh, my gosh, they're out of food. Go to the next store, get all the food because it's all gone. You saw it with toilet paper. That was a basic thing. That is going to be the beginning phase of what you're going to start seeing with food staples, in my opinion, probably in the next 3 to 6 months if things continue with the inflationary rate and with the food shortages all across the country because of what we're seeing now with the farming.
Bingo. All right. And this is a good place, Austin, to end it. We're at the almost right to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much. You have now, you've got your food buckets, right? Your organic food buckets still available.
Yes, I have more stock. I have more coming in right now. Okay. Our suppliers told us that they're planning on having another price increase probably sometime next month. I usually wait until the last ditch minute that raised the prices on my website simply because I don't price gouge. I never have my whole life. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's honest. And I don't think it's good business practice. So I continue to keep them going. I told him the other day, and he told me, he said, we're starting to run low. He said last month was their biggest sales they've ever had. He said, because everybody's finally starting to kind of get the writing on the wall. They don't want to be the one stuck without a chair when the music stops. And that's a very big deal in this food.
That's right. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Doug 5 coupon, maybe? Yeah?
No? Absolutely. It's active and ready to go.
Perfect. All right, my friend. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless Health Masters. Healthmasters.com. Thank you so very much. That'll do it for us tonight. God bless everyone. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Good night.